Hi, everybody. I'm at the GNU Health booth, and I'm talking to
Axel Braun.
And what is GNU Health, and why is it here?
Actually, GNU Health is a free, as in freedom, health and hospital management system. It contains basically all components that you need to either run a practitioner's office or even run a hospital, with hospital management, with bed management, with operation rooms, professional inpatient management, outpatient management, with pharmacy, for example, with a laboratory management system, and in the back, of course, financial accounting and everything that you need. So basically, it's a full-fledged ERP system that you need to run a hospital or a practice.
How long has it been going?
GNU Health is now, I think, 11 or 12 years old.
And is it deployed in many places?
Well, we have, it's always the issue with free software project. You don't know who is really using it because they don't have to phone home. But we know of a couple of implementations in South America. This is where the project originally started. South America, Middle America, we have currently many projects going on in Africa, partly together with World Health Organization and the local Ministry of Health. We have implementations from small primary care stations in the rainforest, which work really under rough conditions, who may only have a couple of hours electricity per day, up to the largest hospital in Asia, the Institute of Medical Science, and located in Delhi, with about 3,500 beds, who's currently implementing GNU Health as well.
And what sort of license is it released under?
It's under GPL version 3. So, and this is one of our core values of our philosophy. It has to be a free software package without kinks and borders.
Okay, very good. And where would I find out more about the project if I was looking to help?
Visit our website, gnuhealth.org, or join a mailing list, which is health@gnu.org. GNU Health is an official GNU project.
Okay, very good. And have you had any issues getting it approved by bodies like the FDA or such?
Well, that's the point. It's used in many areas where you don't have high legal regulations. For example, we have a couple of implementations in Germany as well, but none of them is allowed to bill with the public health system because you need certain certifications for that. And as long as not somebody is stepping up to say, hey, we're doing this certification, and then we're issuing it in the market, it's not being made. That's the full story behind it.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for taking the time and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.